My eyes fluttered open with a flutter. I stood, groaning from the pressure beating on my mind. Twilight stood across from me, her eyes widened. Lucky stood next to me, a grin on her face. Around us, Twilight's barrier blocked out the rest of the world. I couldn't hear my friends or anything else beyond it.
"Star, you all right?"
she said. I looked down at my body. It was immaculate and I could move it again. I nodded, the pressure in my mind lessening finally.
"Yeah, I'm much better, thanks,"
I said, stretching a leg out. I glanced at Twilight. She wasn't moving. I took a step forward, drawing her attention.
"Twilight, looks like you don't get my body just yet."
Twilight scowled.
"You, I had you, and then you escaped into thin air. And now you're back here, in my body,"
she said angrily.
"No matter, I will just cast the spell again and take control."
Her horn flared, sending a bolt of energy at me. It dissipated harmlessly against some sort of invisible shield. Twilight blinked.
"Sorry, Twilight, this is my body and you don't get to have it," I said. "I'm in control now."
"I don't understand," Twilight said.
"I did everything right. I even accounted for the shift in trinomial equations caused by the resonance from the spirit."
I coughed.
"Equestrian, Twilight. Here in the wastelands, that's what we speak,"
I said jokingly. Lucky chuckled. Twilight snarled at us.
"Oh, go to hell. I'll talk however I feel like,"
she shouted, stomping her hoof. She glared at me.
"Fine, you want to play this game, Radiant Star? If I can't have your body willingly, I will just force you to serve as my host. I'll destroy you and then reanimate your body. It's a perfect plan."
I grimaced. Twilight was pissed. I didn't know how to fix her, how to help her reconnect with her better half. Having been disconnected from a part of herself for the better of 2 centuries certainly had done a number on her mental state.
"Oh, you can go, Twilight. Move on," I said forcefully. "This world, it's different. It doesn't need you. It needs ponies like the Lightbringer. Twilight, you have to see that. You have to see yourself."
I had to try. I wasn't sure if it would work, but it was worth a shot. As I expected, Twilight snorted.
"See myself? What does that even mean?"
she said, her horn flaring.
"No, Radiant Star, the time for talk is past. I will have what is mine if it's the last thing I do."
A beam of telekinetic energy burst forth from her horn, hitting me hard in the chest. I went flying back, slamming into the purple barrier that made up the perimeter of our battle arena. Lucky growled, firing her own blast of magic at Twilight. The purple mare turned to the side gracefully, missed by a mere hair.
"Shit!"
Lucky called out as Twilight retaliated with another bolt of magical energy. It hit the green Pegacorn square in the chest, sending her rolling to the ground. She disappeared through the barrier. When she didn't return, I worried that Twilight was keeping her out of this somehow. Twilight chuckled.
"Really? Is that the best you can do?" she said. "I thought you were better than that."
I grunted, pushing to 4 hoofs. I summoned my blade, charging at the purple alicorn. I slashed out, missing completely as Twilight whirled aside. She struck at me with her forehoof, hitting me in the face hard. I grunted under the blow. I spun about, emitting a wave of telekinesis that slammed into Twilight. She went flying through the air, hitting the barrier.
"Enough of this, Twilight!" I cried out. "You have to stop! This is insane!"
I didn't know how to stop her. I had to try and appeal to her better nature, the one I knew was hiding inside. I didn't know what to do if the other Twilight, the mentally unhinged one, won the war I knew was going on inside the Alicorn's mind.
"Stop! Stop! Are you crazy?"
Twilight retorted, pushing herself back to her hoofs.
"You just don't get it, do you, Star? I'm trying to save the world. Instead of fighting me, you should be helping me." "You're going about this the wrong way, Twilight,"
I said angrily.
"Do you think Trixie was right? She wanted to save the world too, but she was wrong. Unity wasn't the answer, and neither is slavery."
"It's not slavery," Twilight snarled, firing another blast of energy at me that I thankfully managed to dodge. It dissipated into the purple shield harmlessly.
"I'm giving the wasteland what it needs. It needs a princess to rule it. Without me, there is no society." "Trixie was wrong about her aspirations. She wanted every pony to be like her. I don't want that."
"No, you want everything to be beneath you."
to worship at your hoofs, I said, flaring my horn.
I reached out, grabbing for Stargazer and the power charge. They jumped into the air immediately, pointed at Twilight. I slid the power charge into the gun's core with practiced ease, the software of the weapon booting up as I aimed.
Well, goddess, say some prayers for me.
Twilight grinned widely and then broke out into full-on laughter.
What's that?
I thought. Twilight regained her composure, sighing loudly.
That's funny, Star, it really is, she said softly. But you forgot one key thing. I invented that weapon. It was designed for me and therefore it cannot fire upon me.
I growled, slamming down the trigger hard on Stargazer. Nothing happened. I hit it again a few times, but nothing came from the weapon. Twilight's horn flared and a purple sheath of magic grabbed Stargazer out of the air from me. I struggled, trying to hold on, but her power was simply too strong to fight. The minigun turned around, levitating in the air next to Twilight.
You know, you never really got to see this thing's full potential, she said. It's quite clever, really. The magical strength provided by the power chart is solely dependent on the user's own magic to power it. Simply put, the stronger the magic of the user is, the stronger the weapon is.
I narrowed my gaze at her as she took aim.
Now sit still and let me show you just how powerful I am.
My eyes widened as a blast of blazing blue light erupted from the minigun, the bolts coming quicker and brighter than they've ever had for me. I jumped to the side, narrowly being missed by the gun's ridiculously fast fire. Twilight turned the weapon slightly, moving to try and hit me as I moved. I growled as a beam of fire struck my tail, singeing the end of it.
Shit!
I thought, calling on Shining Armor's shield spell. Twilight fired again, disintegrating the shield instantly but completely missing me.
Hmm,
I thought.
That's interesting. You bitch,
she called out.
Using my own brother's spell against me? The House of Sparkle invented that spell. Do you really think it would work against my magical might?
Worth a shot,
I snarled, summoning my blade. Twilight's control with Stargazer was clunky at best. She hadn't wielded the weapon as long as I had. Zed and Twilight didn't have a pipback, so she couldn't use the enhanced SATS mode that came with the minigun. I thanked my lucky stars for that one. I needed a plan, some way to separate Twilight from the weapon. I racked my brain as best as I could, but I kept running to the same conclusion. I'd have to destroy the chart, which meant setting Spark free. I wasn't thrilled with that option, but Spark had tried to warn me about Twilight's control. Perhaps I could fulfill my destiny and save her after all. It was the only shot I had left. Twilight would eventually learn finer control over Stargazer and then I'd be well and truly fucked. Before Twilight could bring the minigun about to fire at me, I made my move. Charging straight at her, I roared as I brought my blade down. Twilight's horn flared, erecting a shield around her body, expecting me to strike at her, but she left Stargazer wide open.
Ha!
I thought.
Gotcha!
My blade split into 5 pieces, just as it came down upon the shield. They disappeared, each one slamming into Stargazer's side with thunderous fury. The minigun went soaring out of Twilight's magical grasp, sliding across the ground with a clatter. Twilight's eyes widened as the shield dropped. Before she could get a hold of Stargazer again, I jabbed with my front hoof, striking her in the face. She grunted under the force of the blow, her horn trying to light up to push me away.
Don't think so,
I shouted, lashing out again with the hoof, hitting her horn. Twilight went flailing back, hitting the ground with a tremendous crash. I grinned triumphantly as I stood over her. She grunted, pushing herself up on her front hoofs.
Do you really think you've beaten me? She said, snarling. I am magic incarnate.
Her horn flared, taking a hold of Stargazer once more. I had to move fast before she could fire it again. I summoned my blade, splitting it off into 5 pieces. 2 of those pieces struck at Twilight, forcing her to adjust her attention to placing a shield around herself. Stargazer hung neglected below the curve of the shield. I turned, sending the other 3 charts at the gun, tearing at the casing until the power chart popped out of the device.
No, now I think I've beaten you, I said calmly. Face it, Twilight, you're done. It's time to end this.
I turned back to Twilight, smiling at the horrified look on her face.
Fool, don't you know what you've done?
She cried out.
If you've ruptured the core, it will...
Boom! Stargazer exploded, sending Twilight and myself flying at the barrier surrounding our little arena. I hit with a grunt, my backside searing with pain as shrapnel from the explosion dug in. I craned my neck to see a small crater where the minigun had been. Lying inside of it, smoking and cracked, was a power chart. I scrambled to my hoofs, ignoring the pain as best as I could. Twilight lunged at the chart also, but I made it just before she did. Stomping as hard as I could, I attempted to crush the shard through the center of Equestria. Twilight screamed and shouted as the chart pulled apart, a blast of light engulfing both of us. Another explosion rocked us backwards, followed by the sound of coughing.
"What the fuck happened?"
a voice said, cutting through the cuffs. I stood, meeting Spark's gaze. The mare looked horrible, but she was alive.
"Radiant Star, what is going on? Why are you..."
She saw Twilight. Twilight, the one who had sealed her away, who had betrayed her. Her gaze narrowed at the purple alicorn.
"You...
Spark! Twilight!"
The two alicorns stared at each other for what felt like eternity. The tension in the air was thick and oppressive. I wondered what I'd just gotten myself into. Releasing Spark back into the world had potential problems for everyone. I hoped and prayed that the spirit of magic would help me against Twilight.
"I had hoped it wouldn't have to come to this, but it seems Star is no longer playing by the rules of this game,"
Twilight said finally after several long and awkward moments. I shrank under the might of the two alicorn goddesses, watching to see how Spark would respond.
"She's goofy like that,"
Spark replied.
"I expected that she would find some way to try and stop you. I just didn't expect that it would involve me."
She grinned at me, giving a wink. I blinked.
"You have a lot to answer for, Spark," Twilight snapped. "You destroyed my life, killed my brother, nearly forced me to resurrect him as an unholy abomination."
Tears began to stream from her eyes.
You took him away from me,"
Spark growled.
"I was trying to help you, to win the war. You betrayed me just as much, Twilight, if you recall. You nearly let the other elements murder me, and you refused to even help me,"
she spat back.
"All I wanted, all I needed was to help you, Twilight, to fulfill my role as element of magic." "Liar!"
Twilight growled angrily.
"You wanted your own body, you wanted to take over the world. I had to stop you. Even Celestia saw through your lies."
Spark rolled her eyes at her.
"I did what I had to do in order to survive," she replied. "Since we're airing all our dirty laundry here, Twi, why don't you tell Star about what you really intended for me? I'm sure she'd love to hear all about your own little lies."
Twilight murmured something. I looked over at her expectantly. Spark snarled loudly.
"What was that? We can't hear you." "I said I wanted you to die,"
Twilight replied loudly.
"I wanted you gone, out of the picture. I was sick of being the princess of magic. I was tired of the war. I wanted out. I wanted to know what it feels like to be free of having so much responsibility laid down at my hoofs. I wanted to be free."
I blinked.
"You see, Star, Twilight here lied to you. Nightmare wasn't the one who gave me the idea to jump into my own body. It was her. She did it,"
Spark said, turning to me.
"What?"
I said, glancing over at Twilight. The mare was seizing angrily at Spark.
"I said she did it,"
Spark said, pointing at Twilight.
"She was responsible for all of this. All because she was too foolish to own up to her responsibility."
Spark began to circle around Twilight.
"She impersonated Nightmare, some mystical power she learned at Celestia's hoofs or something. She tricked me into thinking that I could be some powerful being for her own plans. She wanted me to become this way, to be evil. She killed her own brother for this." "Fuck you, it wasn't my fault,"
Twilight shouted.
"You killed Shining Armor, you bitch!"
Buck waved a hoof, ignoring her as she stepped onto the other side of her.
"You see, Star, she did all this so that one day she could take over your body. Well, not your body per se, but a body. Twilight saw the writing on the wall. She knew the war was going badly. She wanted out. The IMP project was a means to that end," she said. "But she needed my power to achieve what she wanted. She needed me to be sealed away before she could use that power to transfer her soul into a new body. And of course, she needed a good reason to do that. She needed you to act like you wanted power, to justify sealing you away, I said, narrowing my gaze at Spark. To that end? She wanted a different body, a more powerful Alicorn's body that would be free of the constant restraints of being a princess or a ministry mare. To do that, she had to make me look like I was a bad guy, like I was the evil one. But she never got the chance to get that body, Spark replied. Because the mega spells dropped, I said softly. Right, Spark continued. So then, Twilight got stuck with Trixie for the better part of 2 centuries and finally cracked. She blew her top, lost her mind, became obsessed with returning Equestria to its former glory. Almost as if the part of her that wanted to be free, to rest, had disappeared. How do you explain that, Twilight? I don't need to explain anything to you, Twilight spat. She growled under her breath, lunging at Spark, her horn flaring. Spark struck back with her forehoof, hitting Twilight square in the face. Twilight fell back briefly but recovered and surged forward. A massive bolt of energy shot forth from her horn, slamming into Spark and sending her flying into the barrier surrounding the arena. Spark groaned as she pushed herself back up to her hoofs. Still pretty strong, Twilight, she said, grinning. But you're still denying that it was all you, aren't you? Do you even know? Somewhere inside of you, inside of that big-ass brain of yours, is the other half of your soul. She's right, Twilight, I said, realizing where Spark was going with this. I had met the other part of Twilight that she was talking about. I stepped over next to her. When you sealed Spark away, you also sealed away part of yourself. The part of you that remembers, that cares, that laughs. The part you need to get back. Liars, both of you! I am the only Twilight! Twilight snarled loudly. And I will become the goddess of the wasteland. The ponies of this world need me. They need you like I need a kick in the head, Twilight, Spark mused. You and the other hoof need a kick in the head. One I'll be glad to deliver. She charged at the other mare, leading with a blast of telekinesis that hit Twilight square in the chest. The ancient Alicorn fell backwards and Spark continued forward, pressing her assault. Twilight attempted to counter with her own blast of magic, Spark deflecting it with a flick of her horn. Betrayer! Twilight shouted, disappearing with a pop. She reappeared beside Spark, leveling a hoof strike at the mare's side. Spark grunted under the force of the blow, spreading her wings out to block another strike. Bitch! Spark retorted, taking a swing at Twilight's face with a forehoof. The other mare's magic grabbed the hoof, sending Spark spiraling to the ground below. I stood and watched. Watched as 2 mares, 2 one-time friends, took out centuries of anger and loneliness upon each other. I didn't know what to do. Neither of them showed any signs of slowing down or even stopping. Would they fight forever? I didn't honestly know.
Is this thing on?
A voice popped into the back of my mind. I blinked. That was new.
Hello?
I replied.
Oh, good. You can hear me, Star. It's me, Twilight.
The voice said.
The other Twilight it is. And not the one that's fighting Spark at the moment.
How did... I thought you were inside the chart,
I said. Other Twilight's spectral voice tittered.
Silly Star, I'm inside your head. That's why Twilight wasn't able to follow you,
she said.
Regardless, now's not the time to worry about who's and what's. I need your help to end this, and I know just how to do it.
What? How?
I thought. Spark and Twilight were locked together in a magical grapple, holding each other's back by sheer force.
You need to use your memory spell once more, Star. I will aid in the casting of it. We need to bring both Spark and Twilight into the same mind space, your mind space. Only then can we have any chance of reconciling myself with the other half of Twilight.
Other Twilight said.
What will we do then? I asked.
Worry about that after we cast the spell.
Other Twilight responded.
You need to help Spark. She won't last long like this. Once you can convince her to help us, we'll be ready to cast the memory spell. Got it?
I got it,
I said. I was a little worried about doing this, but in the end I decided to go with my gut instinct and trust this other Twilight.
I leapt into the fray, sending a blast of energy that forced Twilight back to the ground, breaking the magical grapple between the two. I casually stepped in next to Spark.
About time you decided to help Star, Spark said.
I glared at her.
Listen, you can't do this by yourself. We need to work together, I said. I have a plan.
You have a plan?
Spark replied, rolling her eyes.
Color me impressed. What is it?
We need to bait her and cast a memory spell on her. You know which one. Azar Twilight is going to help us.
Azar Twilight?
Spark said, raising an eyebrow.
Look, I have no idea what happened after you sealed me away, but I think you've gone loco in your cocoa star.
Listen to me, Spark. You remember what you said about that other part of her? She's in my head and she believes that if she can join back with Twilight over there, she can stop all of this.
I said angrily.
So, are you going to help me or not?
Spark grimaced as Twilight pushed herself to four hoofs. The purple mare looked ready to explode.
Fine, what do we do? She said hesitantly. Make it quick, because here she comes.
I yelped as Twilight surged across our tiny arena, her wings pushing her at us at high speeds. Spark's horn flared, lifting a shield that Twilight slammed into hard. Twilight bounced back, her own horn blaring. Spark's shield burst apart, sending both of us falling back.
Pin her down, I said, grunting. Get me close enough to cast the memory spell.
I can try, but she's pretty pissed, Spark said.
We flared our horns, blasting at Twilight with twin bolts of telekinesis. Twilight took the full brunt of both blasts, falling back to the ground. She pushed up to four hoofs, glaring at us.
Betrayers! She shouted. I should have known that you'd recruit her to your own twisted little game, Spark.
She has nothing to do with this, Twilight,
I said, taking a step forward.
You need help. Please let us help you.
Oh yes, I need help,
Twilight replied angrily.
I need help like I need a kick in the head. What I want on the other hoof is my body. I will take it by force and then you will see my true glory, Radiant Star.
I grimaced. This was getting nowhere. Twilight was getting worse. I needed to act.
Twilight, are you ready?
I asked the other Twilight in my head.
Ready as can be, Star. Tell Spark to hold her in place and then you can cast the memory spell on both of them.
Other Twilight replied. I nodded, turning to Spark.
All right, here's the game plan. Hold her in place and I'll cast the spell. You know that spell I used to restrain you?
I asked. Spark grinned.
You mean the tentacle spell?
I liked that one,
she said, winking.
I didn't really need to know that,
I said, graphic imagery filling my mind that I really didn't want to see. I shook the bad thoughts away and focused on the here and now.
You need to use that one. It should hold Twilight long enough for me to cast the memory spell. She's not weak, but she is losing grip on reality. We need to help her.
Spark grimaced.
She's responsible for every bad thing in my life, Star. Why should I help her?
She asked.
Because it's the right thing to do, I said. Now hurry up and let's end this.
Spark growled, flaring her horn.
Fine, but I'm not doing this for you, she said. You and I, we will have unfinished business. See you on the other side, Radiant Star.
She charged at Twilight, casting the restraining spell. Tendrils of magic erupted from all sides around Twilight, catching her off guard. The purple mare writhed as the magical bonds grasped her legs and wings. Twilight growled loudly, her horn blaring as she dismissed the spell.
Going to have to do better than that, Spark, she shouted.
Spark grimaced, charging at the other mare.
I aim to please, Twilight,
she replied, lowering her horn and slamming into Twilight hard. The immortal Alicorn went flying into the side of the barrier, grunting. I moved to the side, letting Spark do her thing while I focused my energy to start casting the memory spell. I felt the gentle touch of Azar Twilight in the back of my mind, gently nudging my magic into an ever so slightly different form. Spark shouted and I opened my eyes, seeing her rising in the air from Twilight's own restraining spell.
It'll help here,
Spark called out. I growled, firing a blast of counter magic at Twilight. I wasn't sure if it would work, but I had to try. Azar Twilight's magic bolstered my own, blowing Twilight's magic tentacles away like smoke in a stiff wind. Spark fell to the ground, yelping as she landed. Twilight moved to cast a bolt of telekinesis at me.
Sorry,
I called out, bringing up my shield spell, not the one that Twilight's brother had created, but my own. It caught the blast and reflected it back at the purple mare. Twilight responded in kind, shielding herself from harm with a mere blink of her horn.
This isn't working,
I called out to the other Twilight.
We can't drop our defenses.
You have to try, Star. I know you can do this. I believe in you.
Other Twilight replied calmly.
If you don't, this world will not survive the outcome.
I grimaced, nodding. Other Twilight was right about one thing. I needed to end this, and I needed to end it now. Bark was pushing herself back to her hooves, trying to recover from a very powerful series of telekinetic blasts that had sent her groaning into the side of the barrier. She slumped to the ground, not moving. It was down to me and Twilight. The purple alicorn held a predatory grin on her face as she circled around me.
So, now it's just me and you, she said, purring softly. It was creepy. Give up, Radiant Star. You will never win. Your body will be mine, and hiding behind your friends, Spark, even that lucky spirit of yours will not stop that.
Her horn glowed brightly, magical tendrils of energy circling around me. I leapt to the side, avoiding them as best as I could. Twilight snarled, directing the magical tendrils around the room at me, trying to ensnare me. I yelped as one of them nearly got me, yet somehow I was able to slip its clinging grasp. I suspected other Twilight was using her own magic from inside my mind to help me. I worried about her trustworthiness, but she hadn't given me much of a reason not to as of yet.
Is that all you got, Twilight? I called out, grinning widely.
I knew what I had to do. Twilight was smart, but she wasn't so smart that she couldn't be goaded into making a mistake. And this particular half of herself had shown that she was not completely stable either. Each passing moment the mare degenerated further, her mind seeking only one thing. Me. I knew I couldn't let that happen, and I owed it to the other Twilight to do my best to save her.
I will show you my true power, Radiant Star,
Twilight replied angrily. Her horn lit up brightly, tendrils of purple magic covering every inch of the floor. One of them lifted Spark's body into the air, the spirit still not moving. They converged on me, ready to grab me. I grimaced.
Don't worry, Star, I can stop this,
other Twilight said from inside my mind. My horn flared with a life of its own, taking a hold of the purple magic. I pushed with my own magic, directing the power back at Twilight. The tendrils grabbed a hold of Twilight's legs and wings instead, one of the tendrils wrapping around the base of her horn.
No!
She shouted.
I will not let you do this!
I took step after step calmly forward, my horn glowing as I prepared the memory spell.
Twilight, it's time for you to meet the other half you've been missing, I said. It's time for this to be over.
I was deathly close to her now.
I will have your body,
she uttered as I lowered my horn to hers. Ignoring her threats, I cast the memory spell, reaching out to grab a hold of Spark as well. My entire world went stark white as I fell into my mind. I stood upon a crystal plateau, the sky rolling endlessly above me. I breathed a sigh of relief. I'd done it. I looked over at Spark. The purple and black alicorn's expression was pure comedic gold.
Equestria to Spark, I said, getting her attention. Glad to see you with us.
What? Where are we? She said.
This isn't my mind.
No, said a new voice. I changed the perspective focus component of the spell. This is Radiant Star's mind. I followed the voice to see a regal elderly purple unicorn. Her mane sparkled and her coat shimmered. Twilight stepped forward out of the ether. Spark's eyes widened.
You.
Spark started to move towards the other mare, murder in her eyes.
Calm thyself, magic, Twilight replied. I am not the Twilight that betrayed your trust.
Spark stopped short.
What is going on here? She said, turning to me. Why is she here? Because this is where things get a little fuzzy, I said. Twilight sealed part of her soul, the part that knew goodness and love, friendship. But she didn't seal you away when she sealed Spark, did she?
Twilight grimaced, shaking her head.
I'm afraid not, no. She sealed me away before that.
she said, looking at Spark. Had I known what she would have done to you, I never would have... Her eyes filled with tears. I'm so sorry, Magic. I don't know what to say, Spark said. There isn't anything to say, I said. But rather, there's something to do. We need to rejoin this twilight with the other twilight. Only then will this all be over. I started walking forward across a plateau. How do you plan on doing that? Spark asked, stepping up next to me. Twilight walked on my other side, looking pensive. I've been thinking a lot about that one, and I think I know just how to do it, I said. It's going to take all of us, all working together. All of us? Spark said. I nodded, grinning as I stopped. There she is, I said. Laying on her side across from us was the other Twilight. The purple alicorn looked like she'd been through hell and back. Her coat was shaggy and her wings were ragged and bloody. She looked up at us, pushing herself into a standing position. Her eyes were bloodshot red as they pierced me. Come to gloat, have you? She snarled. Do you really think that you've beaten me? That I will not stop until I have your body? No, Twilight, I don't, I said. I think you need help. What I need is to claim what is rightfully mine, Radiant Star, Twilight said, growling. The other Twilight stepped out from behind me, causing the first one to stop. What? What is this? Who are you? I am you, Twilight, the other mare said. The part of you that you sealed away. You know when. No. No, it can't be you, Twilight said angrily. You're gone. Other Twilight smiled. It is me. Do you remember the day we ascended? The day we became an alicorn? Or do you remember Pinky's parties? Applejack's apple cider season and even Rainbow Dash's tricks? She said. I remember it all because I'm a part of you. But you don't remember the war, the sacrifices I had to make for Equestria, Twilight retorted. The things I had to do to ensure that I could be free of the war. I remember as much as I needed to, other Twilight said. I remember when she came to us. She promised us a way out. She offered it to us even. The stress of the job, it was too much for us. Who? I asked, interjecting. Spark set off to the side, looking bored. Luna, other Twilight replied. She saw how the war was affecting us. She came to us one night, telling us that we would be set free of our obligations. The part of me that was irrational and stressed out, the part that wanted so desperately to pass tests and never fail. She took control that night. You were sealed away then, not when Twilight sealed Spark? I said, motioning at the spirit, who yawned. Indeed I was, other Twilight said. We became obsessed with passing Luna's test because that's what it was. It was a test to ensure that we were loyal. The Crown was increasingly paranoid after Big Macintosh died that Luna needed to know with an absolute certainty that we were still hers. She couldn't handle it, Spark said finally. She snapped like a twig. Her mind couldn't take the stress. I... Twilight stammered. Other Twilight smiled brightly. It's okay. I don't blame you for it, she said softly. You needed help, real help, and your friends were in the same situation you were in. Hurt, scared, paranoid. You did the only thing you thought you could do. You cut out your feelings. You cut me out. I did what I had to do, Twilight said, regaining her composure. I was stronger for it. No, Twilight, you were weak, other Twilight replied casually. You took the easy route out. All of Equestria did, but no more, Twilight. You need to see the present for what it is. The future for what it can be. You need to stop clinging to the past and face the future. Face eternity. Old world blues, I muttered to myself suddenly, finally realizing after so long that I'd been doing the same as Twilight had been. My mind had been stuck in the past, spending time focused on the world of Equestria that was. I was lost there because I didn't have a past of my own. I was nothing, not even a pony. I looked up, hearing my name. Look at Radiant Star, Twilight, other Twilight said. Twilight glowered at me. She's not us. She's not even as smart as we are. Hey, I said. I'm not that bad. Other Twilight smiled softly. "Sorry, Star, I meant no offense," she said, returning to look at Twilight. "What I mean is, she's not our body. Our body is long gone, Twilight. It's time we moved on. We must, for the good of Equestria and for the good of our soul." "I can't," Twilight said defiantly. "I have too much more to finish here. I can't be over." I sighed. I knew we needed to convince Twilight to merge with her other half, but I was finally at a loss as how to I would actually do that. I had hoped, as I'm sure other Twilight had as well, that the two of them finally being able to talk would allow it to happen, but Twilight seemed as obstinate as ever. I did the only thing I could think of to do at the time. I sat down, slumping to my haunches. "Star," other Twilight said. I shook a hoof.
"I'm fine, just thinking," I said. "Twilight's obviously not going to listen to us. I don't know what else to do."
"My body has a right of it," Twilight interjected. "I will not listen to you. I am Twilight Sparkle, princess and goddess of Equestria. I will not let you stop me."
I rolled my eyes, looking down at my hoofs. I supposed it would take some time to think this through, to figure out how to reconcile the two spiritual mares. As my brain ran through every possible outcome, I got distracted by my own hoofs of all things.
"Huh, I never really appreciated what I had until now," I thought. "My hoofs are so amazing, my body more so. It's a miracle of life. I don't want to lose it. It's what I am, it's who I am."
I closed my eyes.
"No, you're nothing. You're not even a real pony. You were an experiment, a creation, nothing more,"
I thought. "Silly filly, you're so much more than you know." I looked up into her eyes. Violet stood over me, her green eyes rimmed with tears. I blinked.
"How?"
I said. Violet smiled.
"This is your mind, remember? I'm not the real Violet. I'm a part of your mind," she said.
"Your mind, not hers."
She pointed at the three other mares, who still appeared to be arguing loudly. I realized they couldn't see Violet or didn't care enough to look. Twilight looked tense, but they weren't fighting yet. Why weren't they fighting?
"Because they can't, not here,"
another voice from next to me said. I looked up, nearly falling to the side when I saw him. Steeljack. He looked as healthy as the day I'd met him and happier than I'd ever seen, except when he'd learned about his children.
"You make the rules. This is your mind, and you won't let them."
Steeljack?
I stuttered.
"You know I'm not real, but I also know that deep down in your heart you're always thinking about the real Steeljack," the gray stallion said. "I'm not the only one who's here either. We are all here."
He motioned behind me. I turned my head, my eyes widening. Standing at the head of the crowd of assorted creatures was Patch, cradling two wonderful foals on her back. Standing next to her was Lucky, who simply smiled and waved. Sunshine Sky grinned widely from next to Nixies, who looked perfectly dapper in an old war suit and top hat. On the other side of Patch stood Lilith, the version of Lilith I'd always imagined she could be. Her wing blades were gone, revealing two wonderful black wings with tinges of gray running through them. Past them there were others. Envy, Pride, Sloth, even Gluttony, Greed and Wrath. Apple Danish, Thin Mint, Grey Knight. The ponies of the MMMMM. The ponies of Arlington. Nurse Care, Finishing Touch and Featherjoy. They were all here. Every creature and pony I'd interacted with since the beginning of my journey. "You see, Star," Violet said as I looked back up at her. "You're you. If you weren't a pony, we wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be a radiant star. Twilight messed up in one big way. She gave you a life. A life filled with friends who love you, who support you. She made you real, and that's why she can't touch you. You've always been a real pony."
I
stammered. I couldn't believe it. Violet was right. I was a real pony. I had to be, or else I wouldn't have all the memories of my times with the others. I blinked, realizing that I knew the answer. I knew how to help Twilight. I stood with some urgency, drawing the attention of the others. "Something wrong, Star?" Other Twilight said, smiling. Twilight growled at her. I looked back for Violet, seeing that she and the others were gone. I muttered a small prayer to Luna that this would work. Turning back to the others, I grimaced.
Spark, I said. You might want to stand back from this, please.
The spirit mare scowled at me but started inching away from us. My horn began to glow brightly, startling the two purple alicorns.
Star, what are you doing?
Other Twilight asked.
I'm fixing this,
I said, releasing the magic in my horn.
From one to another, another to one, a mark of one's destiny singled out alone, fulfilled.
Magical energy swirled from my horn, engulfing the two mares in a blaze of glorious light. Both mares yelped in surprise as the light embraced them, then froze into immobile stillness. As I poured more magic into the spell, I started filtering in the true payload of this most potent weapon. Memories. Memories of me, Violet and the others. Memories of Twilight and her friends. Days of joy, sorrow and love, and even pain filled the void around the two alicorns.
Friendship, remember it, remember how it makes you feel,
I intoned, gritting my teeth at the intensity of the power surrounding us.
Remember its power, remember what brought you together.
More memories filtered into the spell. I felt the gentle and loving touch of Violet's hoof, the rough smile of Steeljack, the warmth of Patch's folds, the laugh of Pinkie Pie, the kind softness of Fluttershy, Rarity and her generous heart, the striking loyalty of Rainbow Dash, the brutal but fair honesty of Applejack. It was all with me every moment of the spell.
From all of us together, together we are friends. With the marks of our destinies made one, there's magic without end.
As the last of my magic sputtered out, I gasped softly for breath and fell to my front knees. The images of my mind began to flicker in and out amidst the swirling tornado of energy that was surrounding the two alicorns. I couldn't see through the veil it created, only pure light. And then, suddenly, it was gone and she was there. She was laying on her side, breathing hard. Her wings were old and ragged, but her coat was still shiny and warm. She opened her eyes, violet orbs that were now rimmed with tears. She looked sad. I pushed myself up and she cringed.
Don't hurt me,
she called out, shrinking away from me. I sat down in front of her, saying nothing. Twilight looked down at her hoofs and began to cry.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Twilight,
I said softly, getting her attention.
You must hate me,
she said, trying to catch her breath with every sentence.
The things I did to you, I hurt you more than I hurt. Oh, goddesses, I hurt my own brother. I killed him, I can't. No, I don't hate you, I said softly. If anything, I have to thank you. You ultimately gave me what I needed to stop what was happening to you. How?
Twilight stammered.
By giving me a life, I said. You see, Twilight, by allowing me to have a mind, a soul, a body, you gave me a life. It's almost like you knew what would happen.
Twilight tried to say, pushing herself up a bit so she could sit.
A life is nothing, though, without friendship. They saved me. I was more than just a replacement body to them. I was, and still am, Radiant Star,
I said.
And for that I thank you.
Twilight looked down at her hoofs once more.
I ruined so many lives. The war, Shining Armor. I don't know that I can face him now,
she said.
I don't know if I have the strength.
Something past the mare caught my eye and I smiled.
You may not have the strength, Twilight, but I know they do,
I said, pointing behind her. Twilight craned her neck back, seeing what I had seen. I don't know if they were really real or not. Hell, I was pretty sure I was still having some sort of screwed-up fever dream after drinking too much. From out of the mist, several ponies had appeared. One of them was a white unicorn stallion with a brilliant blue mane. Behind him, it was them, the ministry mares. Twilight gasped softly, standing. The stallion stepped forward, stopping in front of the purple mare.
Twily, he said simply.
Twilight's eyes filled with tears and she started to sob uncontrollably.
No, no, I can't, she said. I can't do this.
Twily,
Shining Armor said. He rested his hoof on his sister's shoulder, pulling her close. Twilight sobbed wildly in his embrace. Shining smiled, patting her.
Little Twily, it's okay, it's okay.
No, it's not,
Twilight cried out.
I did so many bad things, I killed you.
Twilight,
Shining said.
I forgive you, we all do.
Right, Rooney?
Pinkie Pie called out from behind the two. The other mare nodded, smiling brightly.
But I hurt all of you,
Twilight said, pulling back from her brother. I took the opportunity to make my way next to her.
I think that's the beauty of it, Twilight,
I said, smiling.
No matter what happens, your friends will always give you a second chance.
She looked up at me, nodding.
I'm so sorry for everything,
she said, glancing back at Shining Armor.
If I still can, I'm ready to go now.
Let's go home,
Shining replied, grinning. He turned, nodding at me before disappearing into the mist. The rest of the Ministry mares nodded as well, turning away silently. Twilight looked at me and Spark, who was just sitting there, staring at what had just happened. Twilight trotted over to her.
I know that some of the things I did, I can never take them back, Spark,
she said.
I'm sorry. I wish that I could take them back, but I can't. All I can ask is that you remember me and hope you forgive me.
She turned away from the other mare, looking at me.
I'll be ending your spell now. Once we're back in the real world, I'll leave. You were right, this world doesn't need me. It needs ponies like you. Ponies willing to do the hard things for others. I wish I'd have been strong enough to see that at first. Thank you,
I stammered.
Does that mean that I'll get to look like myself again?
Twilight chuckled as the world around us began to fade.
Yes, it does.
My eyes fluttered open and I groaned. My head felt like it had been placed in a refrigerator and the door slammed upon it repeatedly. I placed my forehoofs in front of me, pushing myself up. It was then that I saw her. Twilight Sparkle. Not the half-mare that had tried to take my body over, but the real mare. She stood over me, a soft smile on her face. She lowered her hoof, which I took gratefully.
Hello, Radiant Star, she said. I do not have much time left before I must go.
I looked over at Spark. The mare was still unconscious, lying on the ground. The barrier that had surrounded us had disappeared. I could see my friends watching us with rapt awe. They appeared to be unharmed.
What happens now?
I asked. Twilight smiled.
Now you get to be rid of me. I'm sorry for everything, Star,
she said. She looked down at her hoofs.
You know, I'm proud of you. I think this world is in good hoofs if there are ponies like you watching over it. Just promise me that you won't ever stop fighting the good fight.
I promise, I said. Twilight, can I ask you a question?
The mare nodded.
The resurrection spell, did it really ever exist?
I glanced back at Lucky. Twilight smirked at me and stepped up next to me. She whispered in my ear and I smiled as she explained exactly what I needed to know.
I can't give you anything more on that, Star. Once you use the spell, it will be stricken from your memory. I can understand your intentions, but the knowledge is too much for normal ponies to bear,
Twilight said. I nodded.
Now then, before I go, there's something I need you to do for me.
What's that?
I asked, cocking my head. Twilight reached in and whispered in my ear again. I nodded as I listened to what she wanted me to do. When she was finished, she pulled away.
I can do that.
Excellent. Thank you, Radiant Star. Now I owe you one final thing,
she said. Her horn flared, sending a wave of purple magic over my body. I blinked as I felt tingly and twitchy. Twilight's magic stopped after a few moments and the mare nodded. She turned to walk away. I looked down, seeing two blue hoofs in front of me. I glanced back at my flank.
My cutie mark was back. I was me again. I couldn't believe it.
I looked up to thank Twilight, but she was gone. Disappeared.
Star!
Violet shouted, breaking the silence that followed as she grabbed a hold of me and squeezed.
You're... Yes, Violet, I'm all right,
I said softly.
It's over.
I pulled my love in close, holding her. Nothing in this world would ever separate me from her ever again.
Not completely,
a voice said, cutting my reunion short. I looked up, seeing Spark back on her hoofs.
We still have unfinished business, you and I.
Spark,
I said flatly. I pulled away from Violet, stepping forward to meet the other alicorn despite the protests of my mare friend.
It's over, Spark. It's time for you to move on as well.
I don't think so,
Spark said. Despite everything that Twilight did to me, you have to admit that ultimate power is a pretty choice goal.
I'll be taking your body,
the purple mare growled, charging at me with her horn blazing. I sighed softly and pulled my magic before releasing it with a grunt. I was done. I didn't want to fight anymore. I needed to somehow make Spark see that there was a better way. I opened my eyes and rushed forward to meet her. Instead of a hoof strike or a magical energy blast, I did the only thing I could think of. I grabbed Spark with both forelegs and pulled her into a hug.
What's a...
Spark yelped. She stopped completely, caught off guard by my embrace. I held her there for what felt like eternity, the mare thrashing in my grip.
Spark, I said softly. I know it hurts. What Twilight did to you, what she turned you into. I can't even begin to imagine the pain.
You don't know me,
Spark snarled, rising in my grasp.
You don't know how much she hurt me.
I squeezed harder.
I know, I don't, but I do understand, I said. You have a chance, Spark, to be more than what Twilight made you out to be. You have a second chance. You deserve that chance.
But I...
Spark started to yell before she sighed loudly. She stopped fighting back.
Do you really think so?
I smiled softly.
I know so. The world needs you, Spark, but not as a goddess. As an element of magic, it needs its bearer. They're out there, Spark. They're waiting for all six to be discovered, but they're out there,
I replied.
Can't you feel them? They're good ponies, working towards a bright and better future.
Spark's eyes widened.
I've known for some time about them, Spark said. I refused to believe it, but I knew they were out there. Some of them have been found already. I was so scared, Star. I was scared that it would be like Twilight all over again, that I'd be betrayed again.
I nodded, placing a hoof on her shoulder and rubbing it softly.
It's okay, Spark, I said. It's okay. Everything will be just fine. Trust me when I say that you will find a new bearer, one who will love you for who you are, just like Twilight did.
Twilight? But she did this to me,
Buck protested.
And yet, in the end, she was apologetic. She sought your forgiveness. She loved you, Spark, with all of her heart. She was your friend, and no matter what, friends deserve a second chance,
I said. Spark nodded, pulling out of my embrace.
What about us?
She said.
Are we friends?
I chuckled softly.
Yes, we are, I said. I'm not your bearer, though. There's some pony else out there that's better at the job than I am. I'm just Radiant Star.
Thank you, Radiant Star, Spark said.
I suppose I should go. I have a lot of catching up to do with the others.
Absolutely correct, darling,
a voice said from behind us. We turned and looked, seeing five alicorns. White, orange, blue, yellow, and pink. They were translucent, but ultimately they were there. The white one stepped forward.
Magic, dear, it's time for you to come home.
Generosity,
Spark said, a twinkle of tears forming in her eyes.
But you all...
We believe in Miss Star's assessment of the situation,
Generosity said.
You deserve a second chance. We miss you, dear. Come, be with us once again.
Are you sure?
Spark said sheepishly. Generosity nodded, smiling.
Of course, darling. After all, the elements of harmony cannot exist without their spark. We have eons to make up for this tiny little transgression. Right now, though, the world needs us,
she said.
Are you ready?
Spark nodded, turning to look at me.
I guess this is goodbye, she said.
I smiled.
It's never really goodbye, Spark. How about when you find your bearer, you come look me up?
I said.
We'll call it See You Later, Redigator.
Spark chuckled, turning to walk back to the group of alicorns. They surrounded the poor mare, hugging her and talking amiably as they disappeared into nothingness.
"What in the frickety frack just happened?"
Lilith said, whistling. I turned to face the others.
"It's over for good," I said. "Well, not quite. There's still one more thing left that I need to do."
I trotted over to the stone circle, using my magic to gently lift the alicorn bodies back onto the slabs. There were two left that were intact. It would do. Violet came over while I was examining the second one, her eyes questioning.
"What are you doing, Star?" she asked as I prepared the body. "Something I promised, Violet. Something I promised," I said.
I cocked my head at her.
"Violet, can I ask you something?"
"I suppose," she said, sitting down on the floor near me.
"When you and I first met, was I different?"
I said. Violet grimaced but nodded. "You were a little robotic at times, almost like you were in some sort of shock. When you told me later that it was right after the goddess's death, I figured that had something to do with it," she said, looking down at her hoofs. "This is about what Twilight said, isn't it? Star, you don't..." I cut her off with a hoof.
"Don't worry, Violet. It's all right. I was just curious,"
I said softly.
"Besides, Twilight was a lying bitch. I wouldn't worry about anything she said."
"Are you sure?" Violet said, looking surprised. I nodded.
"Sure, now go and join the others. I have to do this alone. I'll be back as soon as I can. I will be along shortly," I said.
Violet nodded and kissed me before returning to our friends. I turned back to the body on the slab. I wondered if I'd looked like this at one point when Twilight had made me. Violet's recounting of my actions post-Unity confirmed the basic similarity, but I didn't care. Whatever Twilight had expected to create, she'd messed up. She'd created not an empty vessel, but a pony. A pony with flesh and blood, and with friendships that would last forever. I knew deep down in my heart, that it was true. I flared my horn and I set to work. The journey back to the surface was long and arduous, but thankfully we were able to avoid anything particularly nasty. Twilight's final message burned into my thoughts with every step. She certainly laid a big burden on my shoulders with her passing on. I wasn't quite sure where to begin with it, but I knew I wouldn't let her down. I owed her that much. We'd destroyed all access to the Nadir and all the passages down as we passed. No pony should ever go to that place ever again. The others were fine. Twilight's shield had protected them from the effects of our attacks as well as it had kept us in. None of them had moved the entire time that was going on, intent on trying to find a way through the shield barrier and save me. Lucky, as it turned out, had indeed been unable to gain access back inside the barrier once Twilight had removed her from it. Thankfully, the excess energy that Twilight's barrier gave off allowed the rest of my friends to actually see her. Small miracles, I suppose. Violet clung to my side the entire way back up. I wasn't surprised. She'd seen me at my worst, bleeding out on the floor. I doubted she would ever let me out of her sight ever again. Lilith was unhappy that she wasn't able to get a blow in during the fight, but was as happy as could be that I was okay and it was all over. Nixie still looked terrible. The stump of his arm was no longer bleeding, but he was still in a bad way. He carried on, though, not letting anyone else see the pain in his eyes. Sunshine was the least damaged, but she was still breathing hard with every step back up the cathedral. She tried several magic attacks on the barrier, all of them failed. She was suffering some burnout effects, but nothing that couldn't be cured by a little rest. After an eternity, but was really an hour by my pipbuck's time, we found ourselves in one of the main halls of the cathedral. Soft light filtered through the window of the main hall, the smell of fresh air assaulting our senses. I pushed open the door at the end of the hall, revealing it to be an offshoot from the cathedral courtyard of the complex itself. I took several steps out into the sunlight, reveling in its warmth upon my coat. I was me again. I danced a tiny jig across the rocks, stopping dead in my tracks when a shadow formed over us. A massive dragon landed in the courtyard in front of us. For a brief moment I thought it was the dragon that we'd found where Steeljack had died, but it wasn't the same color. I panicked all the same, searching for Stargazer, and then realizing that it was gone. I blenched white as the dragon regarded us curiously. He was purple with green spines and wore an eye patch. Why did he look familiar to me? The others pulled back, Lilith ready to fight at the top of her head. The dragon opened its mouth and surprised us by speaking.
"Who are you? Where is she?"
he said, his voice rumbling across the courtyard. I took a few hesitant steps forward.
"I'm not sure what you're talking about," I said timidly. "If we're intruding upon your property, we'll be out of your spines and on our way,"
the dragon snarled.
"Where is she?"
he shouted.
"I haven't felt her magic in so long. Not since before.
Her magic?"
I thought. I carefully scrutinized the dragon's face, searching for some sign of recognition. My eyes widened when I realized that I did know the dragon, just not at this size.
Spike?
I said. The dragon looked down at me, taken aback by my outburst. The others looked at me with incredulous stares as well.
"How do you know my name?"
he said.
"Where is she? I felt her. She's here."
"Spike's a dragon," I said. "I know that name because I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Twilight Sparkle, aren't you?"
"Yes. Where is she? Is she here?"
Spike crowed, thundering the ground with his massive legs in place in what I assumed was a jig of some sort. I lowered my head.
"I'm sorry, Spike. She's not here anymore," I said. "She's gone."
Spike stopped his dance, his good humor falling away as he flung his head back down to glare at me.
"Where did she go? Why was she here?"
he said. I grimaced, meeting his steely gaze.
"I will tell you the whole story, Spike's a dragon," I said. "Soon, not now though. We are all tired, hungry, and we need to get back to our friend in Ponyville."
Spike started to say something, closing his mouth before nodding silently.
"You need to get back to Ponyville,"
he said. I nodded in response.
"I can take you there. I have been away from my cave for too long as it is. I will provide you with the coordinates on your pip back. What should I call you?"
"Radiant Star," I said. "My name is Radiant Star."
"Radiant Star,"
Spike echoed, glancing down at the rest of us.
"I should be able to carry all of you. Climb on."
He hunkered down on all four legs, revealing ample enough space to fit several ponies. The others walked up tentatively and began to climb up onto the dragon's back. Spike met my gaze as Violet and I walked past him.
"As we discussed, Radiant Star, I will bear you to Ponyville, but you will come see me, and soon. You will tell me why she was here, how she was here, and why she is gone."
"Of course, you have my word,"
I said as I helped Violet up onto his back. I climbed up next to her and Spike lifted into the air, his massive wings beating hard. The Everfree Forest, the cathedral itself, all became specks on the ground. Violet sighed and leaned back into me.
"So, what now?"
she asked. I smiled softly at her.
"Now? Now we go home," I said.